you have your Bibles tonight, let's turn to the book of John, chapter 7, chapter 8. My brother, for a while, was in between jobs, and he was up around northwest Arkansas, pawning his trade. He was selling parts to tire shops, tire plugs, all these different traits that go along with the selling of tires. He went in a tire lube place and went in there, and the owner was there. Two or three men were sitting there getting the oil changed, tires fixed in their vehicles. You know the normal scene of a tire shop. And my brother went in there and began to pawn his trade. Began to talk with the man to try to get him to buy something. They talked for a few minutes. The man wasn't interested. So my brother went out the door. The owner followed him out. They got outside in my brother's old van that he had that he was pawning his trade in. And the owner said, "Do you recognize that red, white, and Ford truck here on the rack?" My brother said, "No, sir." He said, "You didn't know that that was Sam Walton, the billionaire, sitting there getting the oil changed in his 72 Ford pickup?" My brother said, "No, sir." He was in the presence of one of the greatest men as far as business-wise of this world, and he didn't even know it. I hope tonight that we do not come into his presence and leave out of here and do not even know him. We need to know him. We need to recognize him. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." I am the light of the world. Won't you ask the Lord to help us tonight? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Lord, we ask for your divine help. We ask for that anointing tonight. Lord, we pray that our preaching tonight will be that of 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. That our preaching will not be with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That men's faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Grant it tonight, and we'll be quick to give you all the praise and glory. In the matchless name of Jesus, we asked. And the church said, amen. Christ is the light of the world. Never has a man been born that has spanned the globe as Christ has. In every country, the Christ as Savior, that message has been preached. By Him is all other religions gauged. By Him is character established. He and He alone, my friend, has spanned the ages. His name is Jesus. Amen. A single star shone on Bethlehem that night, and it ignited a light that is still burning tonight. Hallelujah. Here was a man that worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years he was a preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never owned a home. He never had a family. He never went to college. He never set foot in a big city. Amen. He never traveled more than 200 miles away from where he was born. While still a young man, popular opinion turned against him. He was turned over to his enemies. He went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. His people who crucified him, they gambled for the only thing that he owned, which was his coat. Amen. When he died there, that was the end of his human life. Amen. But that is not the end of the story.
this man rises from the grave. And from centuries have come and centuries have gone, and he is still the centerpiece of the human race. You know it for a fact that all the armies that have marched, all the navies that have been built, all the kings that have reigned has not influenced humanity like this one man, Jesus Christ, has done. What this one solitary life has done. He is the light of the world. And for fallen man, when life loses its meaning, when life loses its purpose, men turn to the light. Only in the light of Jesus Christ can meaning in life be found. Are y'all going to help me tonight? Amen. We are surrounded every day in a society that have lost their meaning. There's no purpose to their madness. They run to and fro. They seek after things, but they never find satisfaction. But tonight, we're surrounded. We're in the host of saints of God who know Him and know His peace and His contentment and His happiness. The light has shone into their life, and we see what life is all about. We see meaning to life. We see purpose to life. We see why God has placed us here. Amen. A few years ago, we was working on the tabernacle. I believe Brother McDonald was there. We was starting to put up the new metal building. And we would get out there in the morning, and the sun would be rising. We'd be standing on that concrete pad, and Randy, our shadows would stretch out before us because the sun was rising behind us. But in the evening, after we had worked all day, the sun would be setting in front of us, Brother Allen, and our shadows would stretch out behind us. Amen. There's only two kinds of people in this world. It is those that are facing the light and those that have their back to the light. There's only two kinds of people in the world. If you're facing the light, then the shadows are behind you. But have you have turned from the light, then it is your future that is shadowed. If God would anoint me tonight, I want to preach to you on a shadowed past or a shadowed future. A shadowed past or a shadowed future. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. When you have turned your back upon the light, you do not know where you are headed. Now listen to me. Not every sinner is out there every day living their life so they'll go to hell. Not every backslider, amen, wakes up every morning and says, all right, I got to make it true. I got to make my resolve firm. I'm going to hell today, and I'm going to have to live like it. No, my friend, the devil deceives men and women into thinking that hell is somewhere else, and they can live like they're living, and somehow in the end that they're going to find light at the end of life. But the Bible tells us that hell is moved from beneath to meet thee at thy coming. What happens? You set a course. I'm going to go this way. I know it's not the preacher's way. I know it's not God's way, but hell is way over here, and I'm just going this way. But what you don't realize, with every step that you take, hell is moving to meet you at your coming. Oh, God, help this preacher tonight. Amen. Many today refuse to turn from their wicked ways. They are walking in darkness. They have turned from this glorious light. They do not know the path that they have chosen. They do not know where this path leads to because of the darkness. They cannot see their end. Darkness. They have turned their back upon the light, and darkness has hid their eyes. It has hid their eyes from the fact that the serpent of sin is hanging upon them, that he is pumping them full of his venom. Come on here now. They do not see, amen, where they are being led to. They are walking in darkness. They have turned their back upon the light. Please stay with me tonight. Amen. I don't want any of us to walk out of this place tonight, amen, walking in darkness. It is my goal as a preacher tonight to turn the hearts of men back to this glorious light. Is it the purpose of this church? Is this what we're here for? We're here to shine this glorious light. We're here to make it possible that men and women would have a place to come and behold this glorious light. That's why we're having revival for. That's why Brother McDonald preached so great this morning about trying to prepare us for revival. Are you with me, church? Are you pulling with me? Amen. We have men and women who are walking in darkness. They are walking in shadows. Their back is turned upon the light. A shadow is an area of shade cast upon a surface by a body intercepting the light rays. A shadow is something without reality or substance. If I'd had a light tonight and shine on my hand, and it cast a shadow on the floor. I know some of you ladies are good cleaners, but none of you could come and sweep that shadow up. It is without substance. And so is the life of the individuals who have turned their back on God. Their life is without substance. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, it is that body intercepting that light rays that caused the darkness. Amen. It is our flesh. When this old flesh gets in the way, when we allow this old flesh to rise up, it's what intercepts the light rays. When we say we're going to do it my way, I don't care what the preacher says. I don't care what the Bible says. I'm going to do it my way. My friend, your flesh is intercepting the light rays, and you are walking in darkness. Oh, my friend, if you have turned from the light tonight, there is nothing but darkness ahead of you. Your future is not bright. How can somebody's future be bright when hell is all that is ahead of them? The rich man looked up for help, but there was no help looking down. He cried for mercy, but the day of mercy had passed. He asked, don't you see how cruel hell is? He asked for one drop of water. One of the most abundant things on earth. The most cheapest. But he was denied one drop of water. Hell should cast a shadow on any party of sin. How can somebody's future be bright when your master's goal in life is to kill, to steal, and to destroy? Oh, my heart today goes out to those whose back is turned on the light. They are walking down a dark path, a path that they do not know where it is leading them. Amen. Come on here. Amen. These are people who refuse to turn to the light. These are people who have their back to the light. Amen. For the backslider, there is no future. There is no enjoyment in sin. For those who once have walked in the light, you see the light affects the eyes. And once your eyes come accustomed to the light, once you return back to the darkness, how dark is that darkness? Once the eye has been in the light, it is affected by it. And that's why many today are out of the house of God and are not returning. It's because their eyes have been affected by the light. Are you helping this preacher? My friend, we have got to shine a light in this dark world so those in darkness can see the way to Christ. Hallelujah. A shadowed future for those who have their back turned on Him. A shadowed future. Let me repeat myself. There's two kinds of people in the world. Those that have their back turned to the light and those that are facing the light. I've preached to you about a shadowed future. Now, can I preach to you about a shadowed past? Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want my future to be shadowed by every step I take. I don't want my future to be every step I take. I am one step closer to hell. No, my friend. I want my future to be bright. Amen. Come on here. Amen. If you face the light tonight, your future and your life is lived. Amen. In the light. If we are trying to get closer to Jesus, our life is lived in the light. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no standing still. You're either going deeper in darkness or you are going more towards the light. There is no neutral ground. Amen. But I'm glad to report tonight, though there are some whose back is turned on God and they're groping in darkness, I'm glad to know tonight that there are some who are facing the light and the shadows are on their path. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I'm glad tonight that I'm saved, that I've been sanctified, that the blood has been applied to my life. I have been forgiven. And tonight, I don't have a shadowed future. Come out here now. I have got a shadowed past. Hallelujah. You've heard the story of the little girl dying. She told her daddy, please, go get the Bible. There's one more scripture I want you to read. Look and see if it says all sin or if it says only sin. Her daddy got the Bible, looked up the verse and said, yes, it says the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And then she rose and said, oh, now I know that there is a pardon for my past. Yeah. Hallelujah. And tonight, there is a pardon for our past. Hallelujah. Today, we can walk in the light. We can know what is ahead. We can know that heaven is our home, that rest is our future, that peace is our pillow, that the blood is on our back, that the darkness hides our past. Amen. I'm glad to know I'm forgiven. There's no need for me tonight to look behind me, because I know that there's nothing behind me that can shadow what is ahead of me. Amen. I have been forgiven. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. My friend, that happens if we walk in the light. My friend, we have got to go in the light. Amen. We have got to go towards the light. That way our past will be forgiven. I was never a drunkard. I was never hooked on cigarettes or alcohol. But I'm glad tonight that my past is still forgiven. If you're here tonight and you have a terrible past, what a comfort to know that you're facing the light and the shadows is on your path. Let the darkness come. Let it come. Let the shadows come. Let the darkness arise. But let it be on my past that the darkness hides. No shadow will come on my future so dear if I face the light of life on my journey here. So let the shadows come and let the darkness arise. I will not fear them in their dark disguise. For I know that when the shadows are cast, they will not be on my future. They'll be on my past. Hallelujah. I'm trying to point you to the light tonight. Hallelujah. I would like for everyone to know. Amen. I'd like for everyone to know that there is forgiveness for the past. Amen. Ellen Willer Wilcox said, "Waste no tears upon the blotted record of the lost years, but turn the page and smile to see all the fair white pages that remain." Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, we don't have to dwell on our past. I know there's some people, that's all they can think about. That's all they can preach about. Amen. I don't want to dwell on the past. God's forgot it, and help me to forget it. Amen. I want to preach about what's ahead. And I want you to know tonight, for those that are facing the light, there is victory ahead. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Let's stand all over the building. A man wrote this poem entitled "The Miracle Divine." It so ministered to my heart. The crimson glow of the sunset, the blue of the vaulting skies, the green of the pleasant pastures refresh my weary eyes. Yet the scarlet dress of the poppies and the stars of a winter's night are not one half so gorgeous as when God paints in just white. The white of the ransomed sinner when grace and mercy shine. It is the masterpiece of beauty, the miracle divine. Ah, my friend, God painted this world in many beautiful colors, but none of them are as pretty as when God gets His paintbrush out, dips it in solid white, and takes all of our sins, all of our past mistakes, and He paints over them in that precious white flow, and we are justified just as if we had never sinned. Oh, my friend, are you thankful for that tonight? Lift your hands and love Him in this place. We need somebody to come sing. I'm fixing to give an altar call. Hallelujah. I've done my best. Right now, as Brother Allen, you know, a preacher is at the end of his human ability. I've done all that's humanly possible. Now my hands have been washed. The blood is upon your head. Here is where you must make the decision. Here's where the choice is to you. Are you going to walk out of here tonight with a shadowed past? Are you going to walk out of here tonight with a shadowed future? This is where you make the decision to either turn to the light or turn away from the light. I'm giving an altar call for those that want to pray for salvation. Is there one here that would like to step out and say, I'm tired of living a life without substance? I'm tired of living a life without substance, without reality. But I want to turn and face the light tonight and let those shadows be on my past. Do we have a praying church here? Hallelujah. Oh, a shadow future. Or shallow past. Will you come right now, all heads bowed, all eyes closed, while nobody's looking around, will you meet me at this altar?